and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. In this episode, we explore the jazz trombone. While this versatile brass instrument has been used by bands throughout the entire history of jazz, Steve focuses on 2 modern players, Fred Wesley and British star Dennis Rollins. With their virtuosic playing, their work in the funk and jazz genres expands the harmonic and rhythmic potential of the bone. Take it away, Steve.
Hi, everyone. Welcome and thanks for coming out to Jazz in the Hall. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. Tonight I'll talk about 2 interesting and influential trombonists. 2 themes will run through my talk tonight: funk trombone and jazz trombone. The first artist I'd like to profile is Fred Wesley. He was born on July 4th, 1942 in Columbus, Georgia. He grew up in Mobile, Alabama, the son of a high school teacher and a big band leader. As a child, he took up piano and later trumpet lessons, and at around age 12, he switched to the trombone. Trombone master J.J. Johnson, who was one of the first musicians to play the fast and furious bebop style on the slide trombone, was a major influence on Fred's musical direction. During the 1960s and early 1970s, he was a pivotal member of James Brown's bands, playing trombone on many hit recordings, including Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. This tune became the unofficial anthem of the Black Power movement in the U.S. Wesley also wrote a number of other hits with James Brown. After a brief time away, Wesley was invited back to become band leader and musical director of Brown's band, which was then known as the JBs. He did much of the composing and arranging for that group, along with alto sax player Maceo Parker and tenor saxophonist Pee Wee Ellis. Wesley brought the funk to James Brown's recordings, adding a potent instrumental punch to the music. In 75, Wesley left Brown to spend a number of years with funkmeister George Clinton in various Parliament and funkadelic projects. Like J.J. Johnson, Wesley played with the swingin' Count Basie Orchestra, joining the band in 1978. This work ensured his credibility as a gifted jazz player. Throughout his career, he's been a member of or led a number of groups, including the Horny Horns, the J.B. Horns, the Maceo Parker Band, the Fred Wesley Group, which morphed into Fred Wesley and the new J.B.s. He's been engaged as a player and composer for a wide variety of artists, including Ray Charles, Lionel Hampton, and Van Morrison. Wesley served as an adjunct professor in the Jazz Studies Department of the School of Music at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro from 2004 to 2006. He now works with students as a visiting artist at a number of other schools, including Berklee College of Music and Columbia College of Chicago. He continues to tour and play, extending a career that has lasted more than 45 years. This first track I'd like to sample is tribute to Wesley's former boss, Mr. James Brown, and showcases the elements of funk that Brown was so famous for. So this is number 1, please, you guys. This is called Funk for Your Ass, and it has appeared on a number of Fred Wesley CDs, including a compilation of that same name from 2008. So here we go with Fred Wesley. Mm-hmm. See James Brown doing all his crazy dance moves to that song. Funk is dance music after all. I include this next tune to emphasize Mr. Wesley's jazz chops. This is his swinging version of a well-known Monk composition called Bright Mississippi, written by the great Thelonious Monk. This track appeared on Fred Wesley's New Friends CD from 1992. So this number two, please, Jim, Bright Mississippi. Thank you. Great example of the brilliant exuberance of Fred Wesley's trombone. This brings us to a player that Keith Todd turned me on to. He's British trombonist Dennis Rollins. He's actively involved in both the funk and jazz streams. Dennis Rollins was born in 1964 in Birmingham, West Midlands, England, encouraged into music by his Jamaican-born parents and by his trombonist brother Winston. Dennis also took up the trombone. Although his early preference was for funk, by his early teens, he was listening to and playing jazz. As he developed his own style, the two forms came together in a distinctly exciting and earthy manner. His primary trombone influences are the aforementioned Fred Wesley and J.J. Johnson. He also paid attention to the playing of Robin Eubanks, Frank Rossellino, and Steve Touré, who all bring different flavors to the horn. Rollins attended the College System of Doncaster Youth Jazz Association and was featured as a soloist with the Doncaster Youth Jazz Orchestra. Later, Rollins played with the National Youth Jazz Orchestra in the UK and with the Jazz Warriors under British saxophonist Courtney Pine. At this point, he was in much demand, playing in various bands, including the funk fusion groups Us Three, Jamiroquai, and the Brand New Heavies, with whom he toured the USA. In the mid-1990s, Rollins formed his own band, D-Row, a jazz funk fusion group. In 2000, he formed the six-piece Bad Bone & Co., appearing in concerts and recording his first album. Like Johnson and Wesley, Rollins is a skilled composer and arranger. In 2005, he formed Boneyard, an ensemble featuring, this is pretty amazing, 10 trombones, sousaphone, or sousabone, as they called it in that band, and drums. This band performed a series of live gigs throughout the UK that summer of 2005, as well as a performance on BBC Radio 3. Rollins is a vibrant and exciting player with full command of his instrument. Clearly, he is already an important voice on the UK jazz and funk scenes, and his visits to the USA are extending his audience internationally. He's released 5 CDs as a leader thus far. This next track is an example of his take on contemporary funk. There is evidence of the influence of Fred Wesley. So this is number 3, please, Jim. This is a tune called Funk and Disorderly, as recorded by Dennis Rollins on his Big Night Out CD from 2006. Bye. drunk and disorderly. The final example I'd like to play presents Dennis Rollins with his jazz group called Velocity Trio. This group includes the unusual instrumentation of trombone, Hammond B3, organ, and drums. This is a sample from his composition Samba Galactica, which highlights his impressive jazz playing. So this is number 4, please, Jim. This is Samba Galactica from Dennis Rollins' Velocity Trio CD called The 11th Gate, released in 2012. Samba Galactica from Dennis Rollins. And that's my brief look at a couple of inspired trombonists who have pushed the limits of the horn. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Steve's presentation. The obvious joy that Wesley and Rollins bring to their music confirms the trombone's role as a solo instrument. We recorded this presentation in March 2015. For our bonus track, we go back to the last album Steve sampled, Rollins' 2011 release, The 11th Gate. The track is titled The Big Chill.
Thank you.
This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented live by Steve Gedros. Live recording by Jim Holland. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.